It is Sports Overnight America. Tisby, the weekend edition, in a manner of speaking. Kolsky has the night off, although he will be joining us shortly. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home or if you happen to be alone. You know, I'm not the biggest NBA guy in the world. You know, I'm a Celtic fan, but, you know, in the Big Four, it's on the bottom with me. Baseball, hockey, football, and then basketball, a distant fourth. But I got to tell you, there were some fantastic games in the NBA on Sunday. I mean, some really good games. And we're going to talk to Kolsky about that. I have no idea what else we're going to do this hour. I know we're going to talk to Showtime in Kansas City. We're going to talk with Kolsky. And hopefully we will be talking with you. 1-800-878-7529. Sirius and XM Channel 92 on the Sports Zone. It was nice to have that extra hour of sunlight, especially here in California. I mean, I can't speak for the rest of the country. I have no idea what it's like in Dubuque right now, but here in San Francisco, a nice day and the extra hour of sun. Look good setting over the Golden Gate, Pacific Ocean. Cannot wait for baseball to start. My Red Sox, defending World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. Can't believe I got to say that for the third time in the last 10 years. Hell, the third time in my life. 1-800-878-7529. We're going to talk to Kolsky next, in theory, and then we'll talk with you. 1-800-878-7529. Boys and girls of all ages, I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, now, Chief, jump up and dunk it in. Take a rest, Chief. Just stay right there. Take a rest. I'll be right back.
Basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. Yes. I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little
boy. And, of course, every time you hear Cheech and Chong on this show, you think, okay, that's fitting. It also means it's time to check in with the host of this program, who saw a pretty good ball game over in the Biggity Biggity in Oakland. As the Warriors take care of Pahonix, that's the capital of Arizona, 113-107. But there are a lot of other, like I said, I'm not the biggest NBA guy, but there were some damn good games around the league today. And now joining us, like I said, the usual host of the show, but you know what? Warriors or hanging out with Jerry, those are your choices. Warriors win every day. I don't have cheerleaders. Matt Kolsky joins us on his very own show. Kolsky, how the hell are you, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have any girls at all. The Warrior girls, there's the whole team of girls.
Damn Skippy. How was your weekend so far?
It was good. My little sister was visiting throughout the course of the weekend. She came in on Wednesday, dropped her off at the airport before the game today. So it's been a good little stretch. I'm a little tired. You're nice enough to handle the festivities this evening, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Matt. Matt Kolsky joining us on his very own show right here on Sports Overnight America Sirius and XM Channel 92. I was saying during the Open, which you did not hear, but like I said, I'm not the biggest basketball guy. We know that. I mean, I like the Celtics. You know, I like March Madness. I love my Temple Owls, but I got news for you. I mean, I saw a couple of these games.
Temple Owls. Name one Temple Owl, Jerry.
I couldn't tell you because they're so bad. I don't care anymore. But exactly. But I was there were a couple like really damn good games today, and also some really good performances by people. You know, people on losing teams. Like for example, DeMarcus Cousins hit for 28 points and 20 boards in a losing effort against Brooklyn for the Kings. But the Lakers beating Oklahoma City. I mean, Jody Meeks 42 points. Who the hell's Jody Meeks?
Yeah, you know, Jody Meeks, I believe it was Kentucky, he was a shooting two. He's not a great NBA player. Look, the Lakers are getting minutes for guys who aren't that good, and some of them can get hot, and this will happen. It's surprising that Oklahoma City would drop a game like this. I'm not going to lie to you. They're in a dogfight with the Spurs, and this doesn't help.
Does not help at all. By the way, congratulations to your Bulls. I mean, anytime Miami can lose a game, I'm happy. I don't care who it's to. But when it's somebody that a friend of mine is a big Bulls guy, I was happy to see that. You know, an overtime win, 95-88. Not exactly what you'd call a classic ball game, but, you know, good win for the Bulls at home.
Joakim Noah is tremendous.
He is.
That's the only thing left to say about this team. They're running on fumes and Joakim Noah. And the kid is he's tough. He has virtually every skill in the game. I mean, they may not all be the most polished, but the guy can hit a jump shot. He can go. He has a couple of go-to post moves. He can drive to the basket from free throw line extended. He can pass the ball as well as any big in the league, and he's a tremendous defender. He anchors one of the best defenses in basketball. So, you know, look, short of developing a three-point shot, which I don't think is likely given that sideways spin, I don't know what else the guy can do. He's phenomenal. He's a blast to watch. He's probably my favorite player in the NBA right now, and that really is saying a lot because I have a lot of favorite players in the NBA. And he really is. He's the only thing that keeps this whole team consistently successful.
You're right. Matt Kolsky joining us. A team that, you know, starting to actually worry me. And I say this not because, you know, it's not like they're not going to make the playoffs, but the Indiana Pacers have not looked that good lately. They really haven't. I mean, they lost to Dallas in Dallas against, you know, tonight they lost. But last couple of games, they just have not looked good. I mean, they just, they're scoring points, but then they're giving up a lot, or they're not scoring, and the other team's going to. I mean, it's just. Is this just a hiccup with them, or what?
I think so. But I think it is reflective of something, which is something that's been the case of Bulls teams, with Derrick Rose, even the past couple of years, the year when they had the best regular season record in the league. The Indiana Pacers today, that Bulls team, they are teams that succeed in part because of their talent and depth, but in part because they bring a level of intensity to every single moment of every single game that is not necessarily, 50% of the teams in the league maybe just simply can't play up to that level of intensity. And that wins you games, during the regular season. And even sometimes those that can, like a Miami, won't bring that level of intensity every minute of every game. And you can get the better of them. In the playoffs, and potentially down the stretch, everyone is bringing that level of intensity,
right.
and the gap starts to even up a little bit. And the other thing, and I think that's not necessarily reflective of what's happened to the Pacers lately. I think lately they haven't brought that intensity to every moment of every game, and I think it's cost them a couple of tough ones. Look, the Dallas Mavericks are a team the Pacers should beat, but they're not a pushover. They're a team with some talented players. So this is the sort of thing that can happen if you let that pressure, let that intensity, I know I keep saying intensity, but I can't think of a better word, if you let it slip for even a moment.
Bring your A game every moment, basically.
Well, that's how certain teams compete. And when you're the Miami Heat and you're defending back-to-back titles, you can ramp it up to a degree. You can't, if you're playing deep into June every year, you can't necessarily take that same breakneck approach, that same sort of hungry approach. But when you're the Pacers, that's part of what you rely on to be a consistent winner.
Matt Kolsky joins us on his very own radio show, Sports Overnight America, Sirius on XM Channel 92. You were in Oakland this evening checking out the Warriors as they take care of Phoenix. Good ball game, 113-107. David Lee looking good. You're talking about intensity here, the Golden State Warriors. And Mark Jackson was, when he played, I mean, especially when he was with Indiana, this was an intense ball player and an intense guy. Is that making its way onto the court with players for the Warriors?
Well, it's interesting for the Warriors. They have the reason they are six. Look, they got a big win tonight against Phoenix. But even that game, they didn't close as strong as they could have. And the reason that they are in sixth place with they're maybe 40-24, with 18 to go, and I think 11 of those 18 are home games, I want to say. So they're in pretty good position. I think they're likely to be sixth in the West. The reason they're not competing for third and fourth and fifth with the Clippers, the Trailblazers, and who am I missing?
Not San Antonio, Oklahoma City. Who else we are missing? Now you said the Clippers. Who are we missing? San Antonio, Dallas, no?
Dallas is below them. Oh, my God. We're
Phoenix, Portland.
Houston. So the reason the Warriors aren't part of that group instead of being part of the Phoenix and Dallas and Memphis group is because they have let that intensity lapse in games against inferior competition, many of them on the home floor, and that's cost them the four or five games that they need to be in contention for the number three spot or four spot and home court advantage for a round. So, look, they're close, and they are ramping it up, and they have in Steph Curry a legitimate top 10, maybe even squeezing into the top 5 active players in the NBA right now. And I think, that's something you want, that's something you need, or at least very much want, if you're going to call yourself a championship contender. They're capable of playing very good defense, which I think is another thing that you need. Their starting 5 is really about as talented 1 through 5 and as, you know, potentially dangerous 1 through 5 as any you'll run into. And I think, you know, the addition of Steve Blake and how that affects the play of Harrison Barnes and Jordan Crawford, both of whom get to be more scorers and worry less about, you know, creating their own offense. Boy, I think they're awfully dangerous. And I don't think there's a single team in the Western Conference that I think is head and shoulders above them. And I would say that, I would say the same thing about the Clippers and the Rockets, and the probably even the Trailblazers.
Matt Kolsky joining us on his very own show, Sports Overnight America. Kolsky, we only got about 2.5 minutes left. We talked about the Lakers real quick and beating Oklahoma City earlier this week. They had a back-to-back display that was just, to call it being beaten by 48. I mean, by the Clippers. I mean, and that was like one of the most ridiculous things I ever saw in my life. And then the next night, you know, only losing to Denver by 6, but still giving up 134 points. I mean, it almost looked like the Lakers were quitting, and then they come out and they have a good game against Oklahoma City. Was I wrong in saying that they basically quit, or they just have two back-to-back dog games, or what do you want to call them?
I mean, look, it's tough to say they're quitting from a player standpoint, from a player to player, from a coaching standpoint. I don't think it's reasonable. Well, I don't know if reasonable is the right word. I don't think it would be accurate to suggest that, for instance, Mike D'Antoni or Jody Meeks or Kent Bazemore or Marshawn Brooks has quit on the season. Okay. Mm-hmm. That being said, the organization has no possibility or intention of going anywhere this season. And anyone who's playing at this point is really just trying out for the Lakers and or some other team that might potentially pick them up in the offseason. So have they quit? I don't think the individuals have quit, but has the organization quite clearly given up on the season? I don't think you can really argue any other reality.
And I love, as a confirmed Laker hater, I just absolutely love it. Hey, Kolsky, you only got about a minute left. Don't forget, coming up next week, you have to make your pick for worst team in the Major League season this year. Next week, we're doing it, okay?
I'm ready, Jerry. I'm ready.
You ready already?
I'm just saying, I have my preparations together.
Okay.
I've got a good thing going.
Okay, we'll do it next week just the same. Hey, listen, Matt, thank you very much. We appreciate your time, young man.
I appreciate your time, Jerry.
I know you do. Go Red Sox.
Good
night, Matt Kolsky, you can join him on this very radio program, Sports Overnight America, on Sunday evenings. Not tonight, obviously, although he was here. It's a tricky thing. Also, check out his podcast, F King Sports. That's F blank blank K I N G Sports with Andrew Howard. Just look up Matt Kolsky. You'll find out what it is. We want to thank him for joining us. 1-800-878-7529. Showtime here in Kansas City. We'll get to you after we do an update here in a bit. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Is there an echo in here?
The great William Francis Lee III, better known as Spaceman to you and I. Showtime, we'll get to you in a second here. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, the word GREAT, G-R-E-A-T. You're going to get a great deal. Isn't that catchy how that works out? They deliver anywhere. This stuff is so good, it actually helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Thank God. Go to livergard.com. NHL, Rangers shut out Detroit 3-0. Boston puts up 4 goals in the third. 5-2, they take care of Florida. Chicago 2-1 over Buffalo. The Kings double up on Edmonton 4-2. And a shootout win for the St. Louis Blues 3-2 over Minnesota. NBA overtime win for the Bulls. They take care of Miami 95-88. Kevin Durant hit for a triple-double, but not enough. Jody Meeks. Yes, the great Jody Meeks. 42 points for the Lakers as they take care of the Thunder. Final was 114-110. Elsewhere on the hardwood, as they say. Golden State 113-107 over Phoenix. Toronto, Kyle Lowry a triple-double. 111-104 over Minnesota. It was Dallas 105-94 over Indy. DeMarcus Cousins, 28 points, 20 rebounds in a losing cause. Brooklyn 104-89 over Sacramento. Houston outscores Portland 33-24 in the fourth, descended to OT, and they end up beating the Trailblazers 118-113. Boston 118-111 over Detroit. An overtime win for Nollins 111-107 over Denver. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard. You drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Take care of your liver, kids. Go to Liver, G-A-R-D. com. Do another update here in a little while. More Sports Overnight America, bottom of the hour. Showtime, very patient man in Kansas City. How the hell are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. And you know who else is doing well? Team Hendricks and my guy, Dale Earnhardt Jr., taking second place at Marco D'Angelo's backyard at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
I saw that. And, it's early, but he's looking good. I'll give him that. Since he got away from his family, he's doing remarkably well.
Let me tell you this. Dale Earnhardt Jr. became only the fifth driver in all of NASCAR history to finish in the top two the first 3 weeks. And he would have took first, Jerry, but he ran out of gas.
Yeah, he needed like 16 ounces, something like that. Something ridiculous. You know, literally, we're talking like a Dixie cup full of gas, and he would have been fine.
Dixie cup. Yeah, that's right. But you know what? He's on top of the standings. He's looking good. He's primed to finish first, right? I mean, it's a long season in NASCAR, but right now he's on top of the pole and pole. And he's got that look from the top looking below. But, yeah, he's got a good team this year. Team Hendricks, I mean, they're the Yankees of NASCAR, Jerry. I've been telling this for the last couple of years. But, yeah, he's doing well. He's more happier than my guy, Dale Earnhardt Jr., baby.
Showtime joining us here on Sports Overnight America. Okay, you got the NASCAR out of the way. What else? Let's talk about something real. What else is going on?
Well, yeah, it's Racing Sunday. You know, I follow the NASCAR. But, yeah, you know, it's baseball season, and I couldn't be more giddier and happier for this upcoming baseball season. I know you're sitting high and proud and almighty with your defending world champion Boston Red Sox.
Doesn't that have a nice ring to it?
For you, it does, yes. And, I respect the Red Sox. They had a good run last year, and, you know, they earned it. So, yeah, I applaud them. But we got things happening out here in Kansas City, Jerry. The Royals, baby, they're making some noise. They're no longer the laughing stock of baseball.
Well, according to Vegas, your over-under for total win total is 79.5.
I'm taking over on that, Jerry. I'm looking at 86 wins. This team is a lot better than it was last year. I mean, we got one of the best bullpens in baseball. We got a good starting rotation. We arguably, Jerry, and I'm serious about this, one of the best defenses in baseball, Jerry. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and you know, that's important. I mean, if you have good defense, I mean, that translates all around. Now, like you said, you know, is it going to win every game for you? No, but if you have a really, really good defense, you can look at it. Let's say you win 85 games over the course of a season. If you have a really good defense, you can look back over the course of the season and find and say to yourself, you know, without our defense, we may only have won 75 games, maybe like 78. You know, defense, you know, it'll win. If you have a really good defense over the course of a season, it'll win you half a dozen games, which, you know, that's half a dozen wins. You know, you can use them.
And you know, I'm a Yankees fan, Jerry.
Yeah.
But hold on. But I'm all in with the Royals this year. I'm going to follow the Royals. I'm going to be the boots to the ground for sports around America with these Royals. Last Saturday on my birthday, March the 1st, I went out to Kauffman Stadium and I picked up our tickets, Jerry.
There you go.
Looking forward to going to that Red Sox series this year. And yeah, this is one of the seasons I'm really excited for Kansas City Royal Baseball. Eric Hosmer at first base, the gold glove, big Hoss. I'm looking at him to make some noise and hit those home runs over the left field wall, baby.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. Like I said, you know, the one thing, you know, both the Royals, and you could make an argument for Cleveland, not as much as Kansas City, though. Detroit, on, you know, starting eight, yes, they're a better team. But, you know, if they get, you know, a little nick and a little dink here, you know, they really don't have the depth or the bench to cover it. I mean, but with Kansas City, they're all interchangeable parts because they're all like 12 years old. I mean, you really wouldn't know if, you know, something happened to your third baseman, you wouldn't know who your third baseman replacing him is. You know, which is, you know, that's, you know, you have a good bench. You know, maybe it's not the best bench in the world, but it's a comparable bench. Just the players on the bench are comparable to what you have on the field as starters. You can't say that about Detroit.
Oh, I agree, Jerry. I'm going to break the AL Central down real quick.
Yeah, you got about a minute and a half to do it in.
Okay, we got Detroit. They got two frontline starters and Max Scherzer from Missouri and, you know, Justin Verlander. I mean, everybody knows they're great pitchers. You know, but beyond that, you know, you got Anibal Sanchez. But the bullpen, you know, it has been shaky the last couple of years. They brought in Joe Nathan. But, I mean, if you compare that to the Royals bullpen is definitely way better. Now, the offense is changed with the trade of Prince Fielder. They brought in Ian Kinsler. But, you know, the offense, it's pretty good. I'm not going to say it's not. But the Royals have players that can hit 15, 20 home runs, Billy.
Let's put it this way. If you have seven guys who hit, you know, 15 to 20 home runs, that's better than having, like, you know, five of them hitting five home runs and two guys hitting 30. You know, if everybody on your team hits 270 and hits between 12 and 20 home runs and drives in between 70 and 90 runs, you have a chance.
Oh, I agree. And Mike Moustakas. Opa, baby, pass the Spinacopita, my guy. Because, you know, my family's Greek. We're big followers of the Moustakas.
You're not Greek. Your wife's Greek. You're not Greek. Your wife's Greek.
I married into the Greek family, but check it out. Moustakas is hitting home runs. He's looking really good this year. He's going to do really well, I should say, Jerry.
There you go.
You know, with Cleveland, I mean, they're starting rotation. They got Justin Masterson.
Quickly.
The bullpen's a little shaky. The offense, I'm not going to say they're going to finish in the top two. It's going to be a two-headed race with the Royals and the Detroit Tigers, Jerry. The White Sox, they're young and rebuilding.
They're done.
I'm not even going to get to that. But I'm looking for the Royals of Detroit to fight it out for the top spot.
Give me your outro.
Hey, Jerry, my friend, as always, thank you for the time. The guru of greatness right there, Jerry.
That's me.
It's showtime Kansas City, baby. Salute the troops. I'm out.
The man is a true believer. What else can you say? Talking to Les Wolf next. It is Sports Overnight America. Sirius on XM Channel 92.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. And my name is Fred Wallen. You can always call us 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email me, sportsfred@aol.com. One of my favorite parts of the week here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network is talking to Les Wolf of LesWolfSportsLLC.com. And, hey, Les, welcome again to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
You know, last week I forgot to throw you some questions that I think we should get out. I have the latest Sports Collector's Digest on the cover. It's Ralph Kiner. Now, Ralph Kiner only played 10 years in the major leagues, 369 home runs. I think he won, what, five, six, seven home run titles. And but he didn't play as long as some of the other players did. But, of course, longtime announcer for the New York Mets. Ralph Kiner as a collectible, I would assume because, it, you know, even though he played for Pittsburgh, he worked in New York with the Mets, he would be a pretty valuable item to have, or his signatures, his autographs, or anything with Ralph Kiner. Agree or disagree?
He lived a very long life, and he was a very, very good son, and an extremely, extremely nice man. Unfortunately, his items will not go up for quite a while now because he signed so much.
It's interesting, and that's something we maybe have not talked about enough. Obviously, the ones, the players, the athletes who have not, or the politicians in your case, or the music icons in your case, because Les Wolf's got more than just sports at LesWolfSportsLLC.com. The ones that sign a lot, obviously, they're more out there, so the value is not quite the same as some of the people that maybe are more difficult to get to sign, and I don't think maybe we talk about that enough. What about Tom Gola? He also passed away about a month ago. Great player at LaSalle, national title, NCAA championship.
Also, unfortunately, Hall of Fame. He lived a long life also. And to tell you quite honestly, you ask the viewership out there, I bet you almost everybody doesn't even know who the heck he is or was.
Well, but, I mean, does that make him – I mean, of course that makes him less valuable than the ones well-known, but – a Hall of Fame collegiate player, a very fine professional player with Philadelphia, championships, coach with LaSalle. I mean, well, anyways, folks, what do you say out there? Do you know who Tom Gola is? Give us a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Something else I found really interesting in this week's edition of Sports Collectors Digest. It says top 10 online auctions. All right, so now you got a 1960 Topps Johnny Unitas PSA rated 9 for like $15,000. Okay, that's a lot of money. But you also have, get this, a 2012 Topps Russell Wilson Superfractor for $15,000. Now, I'm sorry, folks. If I have $15,000, I'd much rather have the Johnny Unitas from 1960 and the Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champ or not, because you're gambling on Russell Wilson's rest of his career. You're not gambling on Johnny Unitas. How is that possible that a 2012 item is worth $15,000 in an online auction?
Well, they could put a price on anything, put a number on anything they want. The question is what someone will actually pay for is another story. I mean, Russell Wilson is hot now. He won the Super Bowl, but is he worth $15,000? I wouldn't buy him either. I'd rather take that money and buy some vintage Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, something like that, something older that's always going to maintain its value. Anybody that spends $15,000 on Russell Wilson, I tend to doubt they're going to get their money back unless he wins the next five Super Bowls in a row.
All right, what does Les Wolf have going this week? Obviously, in the middle of spring training, you've also got some football autographs out there. What would be one of the highlights or a couple of the highlights that Les Wolf of LesWolfSportsLLC.com would have going right now?
Right now I've got some nice, I got a vintage Derek Jeter 8x10 from his rookie year with a rookie autograph on it. I've got cards of almost every athlete in every sport, and that's what I've been highlighting in my email blast. If anybody ever likes to email me and get the email blast that I send out, this week I sent one out today. It's Tuesday, and I'm working on one for Saturday, which is going to be all basketball with basketball cards and some great basketball cards, including a 1985 Michael Jordan signed card, which is pretty rare. A star card, the 5x7 card. That's some of the stuff that I've been working on. Mainly, I have a theme, and if anybody wants to go for it, I've been collecting for myself, is the NBA 50 players on signed cards, and also the 500 home run hitters on signed cards. So that's some of the stuff that I personally collect because I like that stuff, and I'm sure the stuff is going to definitely go up in value.
All right, this is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We're talking to Les Wolf of LesWolfSportsLLC.com. You can go to his website. You can always email Les at LWolf with two Fs, 1823 at AOL.com. LWolf with two Fs, 1823 at AOL.com. You might want to buy something. You might have something that you found in your garage that you never knew might be of value, or you don't know if it's a value. Well, Les has been in the business, as indicated, for five decades, so nobody knows it better. Les, you know, people collect for different reasons and in different directions. How did Les Wolf get into the autograph side of it versus some other side of it?
Well, I started out with the baseball cards like everybody else did, and then I went to the autographs. But first of all, I also let everybody know, anytime they want, they can give me a call on my office number, which is 516-933-7787. How I got started was, I think I mentioned a while back, is I collected stamps and coins, and kids in my neighborhood started going to the Jet practices in Hofstra. And I thought it was kind of stupid, so one day I went in the summer of 69, and I met Billy Joe. It was one of the first autographs I ever got, the running back for the Jets, and I met Joe Namath, and that was the end for me. So, you know, what kind of hobby could you have where you could actually talk to the athletes, befriend them, and collect this stuff and enjoy it? And that's what's always been fun for me.
Les, you mentioned that phone number. What's that phone number one more time?
516-933-7787.
Folks, so now you got a lot of ways to get to Les Wolf of LesWolfSportsLLC.com. You can call him directly at 516-933-7787, 516-933-7787. You can email him, LWolf with two Fs, 1823 at AOL.com, LWolf, 1823 at AOL.com. And, of course, you can just go to the website and contact him. That's LesWolfSportsLLC.com, LesWolfSportsLLC.com. We talked about this last week, but I think that for the folks that missed last week's show, Derek Jeter and his announcing that he is retiring after this year, immediately his value has to go up very, very quickly, no?
Yes, definitely. The main stuff that will go up the most is his older vintage stuff, meaning the early years in his career. Like I just posted and I sold it. I had a Derek Jeter rookie card signed, and that sold nearly immediately. And stuff like that, it's the older vintage stuff people want. And that's the, you know, that's always the, you know, always the best stuff to always have. You don't want to buy all the brand new stuff. You want to have the older stuff.
All right, but you know, I've got a friend in your field, Andy Matic, you know, and we've talked many, many times, and he won't even pick up a card if it's later than 1970, because he's really going for the old stuff. You got a slightly different direction on that. I mean, you'll go with the very good players, the very good athletes, the very good performers later than 1970. So, I mean, how do you? I mean, that's just a decision you make and Andy makes, but you got different opinions on that.
Well, I agree with Andy. As far as cards in any sport, you only want to collect stuff pre-1970. Unless it's a Jordan or a Gretzky rookie, or right now a LeBron rookie or a Kobe rookie. Other than that, it's not going to be worthwhile. As far as the autograph and the other memorabilia, it's more like what I tell people, it's more like penny stock. You're like gambling, you know, with pennies, hoping it's going to become dollars, because you never know what that athlete's going to do 5, 10 years from now. They may be good like 1 or 2 years, but 3 years at most, but they could turn out to be like a Freddie Lynn, who was great the first few years of his career, and then he was a good ball player, but he was never the Hall of Famer that Jim Rice is.
So basically what you're saying, you're gambling even on a Mike Trout, even though he's finished second MVP two consecutive years. That's basically what you're saying. It's a gamble.
MVP, he won, you know, he won in 1 year.
So you're gambling. Hey, the phone number for Les Wolf at LesWolfSportsLLC.com. You can talk to Les directly, 516-933-7787, 516-933-7787. You can always email Les at LWolf1823@AOL.com, LWolf1823@AOL.com. Folks, if you go, LesWolfSportsLLC.com, if you go to that website, there's going to be something there that you're going to want to have in your house. And let's talk about that. Protection of a collection. Again, we've discussed this before, but we've got new listeners all the time to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and Sports Overnight America. How do you protect them? If you want to be able to look at them, so you don't want to put them in a safe, not at your house, so you keep them at your house, but how do you protect them? Leslie, there's a gamble there either way. If you put them in a bank security thing, then you got to go drive to the bank to take a look at your cards. As a kid, I wanted to look at them all the time, and I realized I crumpled some of the corners and whatever, but I still wanted to look at them. So what does a collector do? What does somebody do if he wants to be able to look at them, makes him feel good, he relaxes when he looks at the cards, versus protection of the cards?
Well, first off, as far as cards go, baseball cards, basketball, football, boxing, hockey, you name it, you want to keep them in the plastic holders. You don't touch them all the time. You can have them encapsulated and graded, the better cards. But I always say keep them in plastic holders. Plastic sheets are okay, but you don't want to keep on pulling them in and out of plastic sheets because you're going to bend and you're going to get your oils from your fingers all over them. So it's not going to keep it in mint condition.
Many of us in your age bracket, Les, flipped cards in the late 50s and early 60s. Not realizing what we were doing. Did you ever do that? Flip cards and try to
flip cards. You know what I really enjoyed when I was a kid was scaling the cards, trying to get to the wall and knock down the Lino, we used to call, or color.
Yeah.
All those great card games. That's the key thing that kids nowadays are missing because they're too busy playing with the iPhone or any kind of screen. They're not really enjoying playing these games that we played as kids.
You think the average kid now collects for the fun of it, or he collects because he thinks down the road the cards will be worth a lot of money?
I think a lot more often than most of the people out there now are collecting, thinking it's going to make them rich one day. When in the entirety, it's not going to happen, unless that person is very educated. Is consulted by someone like myself, and I would guide them towards the older vintage, one of a kind, rarer stuff. True, you'd be spending a lot of money for it now, but 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now, it's going to appreciate tremendously.
Talking to Les Wolf of LesWolfSportsLLC.com. You can give Les a call directly at 516-933-7787, 516-933-7787. You can always go to his website and contact him, or you can email him directly at lwolf1823@aol.com, lwolf1823@aol.com. As our economy goes up, does your industry almost go up simultaneously?
Yes and no. A lot of stuff does, as the economy, more people are going to want to spend money towards the better stuff. I find right now, as most of the people nowadays that are collecting are mainly collecting the super high-end stuff.
Okay, when you say the super high-end stuff, again, you're talking the older stuff or you're talking the superstars of today?
The older stuff. When you see a Babe Ruth watch go for over $1 million, and you see Hannes Wagner T206 cards going for a few million dollars, it just shows you that's where the money is. That's what people want. They don't care that much about Mike Trout's autograph or his cards. They want the older stuff. And you know what? That's the right direction to go in.
Those bobbleheads that they give away, are they ever going to be worth anything?
Funny, I got some friends that specialize in selling those. Yes, the rarer ones are hard. The older ones, and once again, we're talking vintage. But the main thing in collectibles is condition, condition, condition. Real estate, you always hear location, location, location. Excuse me. In memorabilia, antiques, collectibles, is condition, condition, condition. You got to maintain the condition, keep it protected, preserved. And you got to keep it in the right temperature. You got to take care of your stuff. It's no longer, fun and games with it. You want to enjoy it, you want to collect it and enjoy the piece, buy two of that item.
Hey, Les, we'll talk to you next week right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Les's phone number, 516-933-7787, 516-933-7787. Back with more right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
They were just mad at me for imposing discipline and calling them stupid.
Sports Overnight America, buck and a half before the top of the hour. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard. Go to liver, G-A-R-D.com. Type in the coupon code, the word great. You're going to get a great deal. Ain't that nifty? And deliver anywhere. This stuff helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Go to liver, G-A-R-D.com. Just time for your, I'll tell you, we'll blow through it real quick. Here we go. NBA, Golden State 113-107 over Phoenix. Toronto 111-104 over Minnesota. It was Dallas 105-94 over Indy. Brooklyn 104-89 over Sacramento. Overtime, Houston 118-113 over Portland. Boston 118-111 over Detroit. Overtime win for the Pelicans of Nollins 111-107 over Denver. At home, the Lakers beat OKC. Jody Meeks 42 points, 114-110 over the Thunder. Overtime win for Chicago 95-88. Over Miami. NHL, Rangers freeze up over Detroit. Boston 5-2 over Florida. Chicago 2-1 over Buffalo. It was the Kings 4-2 over Edmonton. Shootout win for St. Louis 3-2 over Minnesota. Something brought to you by LiverGuard. You drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe, take care of your liver. Go to liver, G-A-R-D.com. I'm Jerry Burke with your update. News next, Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92.